The Madison Metropolitan School District allows teachers to use animals for study in science and other classes. For instance, there are hissing cockroaches and crayfish, but no pets per se. The policy is designed to protect students from possible animal bites and allergic reactions. Director of Student Services Mary Gulbranson says over the years she's heard literally hundreds of complaints stemming from animals in the classroom.
I got an email from a grandmother who said that, you know, her granddaughter was ill most of a year, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. It turned out she had an allergy to a gerbil in the back of the room, or a hamster it was, I guess, not a gerbil.
Ironically, a teacher who is allergic to cats and rabbits herself is urging the school district to allow pets in the classroom. Kate Lahman teaches at Hawthorne Elementary. In her classroom are two domestic rats. She says school pets can calm agitated students and even motivate others to do schoolwork.
I found that children love to write about the animals in the classroom. We've had lots of stories about the rats in our classroom that children have written, and some very reluctant writers. Children who don't like to write will be motivated to write about the animals.
Lahman points out some students are not able to have pets at home, and this allows them to interact with animals and overcome any fears they might have. But school administrators say some children may be unwilling to tell anyone they're scared of an animal that so many of their classmates seem to like. Shamie Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.